Ready to roll into savings? Visit Dave Gill Chevrolet at 4700 East Broad Street in Columbus, your hometown Chevy experts. Right now, take advantage of tariff-busting deals on some of our most popular models. Experience the bold new 2025 Silverado 1500 with its powerful V8 engine and cutting-edge tech. Or discover the all-electric 2025 Chevy Equinox EV for an eco-friendly commute without compromising style or range. Looking for value? Browse our extensive inventory of certified pre-owned vehicles. From sporty coupes to family-friendly SUVs, each rigorously inspected for your peace of mind. Cruise over to Dave Gill Chevrolet or visit us online today at DaveGillChevy.com and drive home happy.
Mothers are often seen as protective angels who will do anything to protect their children. But in this case, she became her child's worst enemy. Officers were immediately dispatched to the location after receiving a 911 call about a mother contemplating murder. Viewer discretion is advised, as what you are about to see is not for the faint of heart.
Hello, ma'am. You want to come over here? I can get you help. Just come with me. No weapons on you?
No.
No? That cigarette helping you out? See, keeping you calm?
No, I don't even got a lighter.
You don't got a lighter? All right. I can try and get you one. You want to come with me? What's going on today? Why do you want to hurt yourself? What's bothering you?
What's wrong with you?
What do you mean, what's wrong with you? I'm here to help you. 5'10", such a...
This isn't me!
What isn't you, ma'am?
I'm not like this. I don't feel like this.
Feel how? Have 2-5 with a 41, clear for medical. Don't feel like hell, ma'am.
I'm just mad and angry.
Okay.
And then I got this guy and... he stops crying. The other one starts crying.
So the kids just keep crying?
Are they okay? Where are they at?
You can go inside.
How old are they? Sheriff's office. What's up, little man? You okay?
Do you have someone that can take care of the kids?
My husband's on the way, but...
On the way from where?
He's a loudmouth.
Where is he on the way from? Where's your husband coming from?
Carlsbad.
Carlsbad? How long is that going to take him?
He was about an hour into his drive.
Okay. What's his phone number?
How are you, buddy? You got a balloon? What's your name? What's that? What's up, little guy? What's up, little guy?
So the ambulance is going to come and they're going to help you out. Okay, can you walk that way with me? Yeah? Come on, let's go. Does anybody have a lighter? Do you have a lighter on you by chance?
Hey, you didn't do anything to hurt the kids, did you?
No.
Okay, I just got that. Hey, baby. How are you doing? Oh, my goodness. You're a little one. You want to come in here with your brother? Hey, baby. Oh my goodness, you are cute. What's your brother's name? What's his name?
The children were trapped in a ticking time bomb, their home a pressure cooker ready to explode at any moment. Despite the mother dropping subtle hints about her unraveling mental state, the warning signs were about to be tragically overlooked.
Oh my God, this is embarrassing.
Do you feel like hurting the kids? I mean, I get it. If you do, parenting is a lot.
Frustrated.
Uh-huh.
Like, when one stops crying, the other one starts crying.
It's like you can't catch a break with the kids.
Yeah, and then top of that, I got anxiety. Like, I can't breathe.
Okay. Do you feel like hurting yourself?
All the time. But
do you feel like that right now? Do you feel like that right now? Hi, guys. So, this is Kiara. She's telling me right now she has anxiety. She called us because she doesn't want to hurt the kids. She hasn't hurt them. I asked her if she feels like hurting herself. She says all the time. I don't know if she feels like that right now. She didn't answer that question directly. She's just going through a lot of stress, telling me she can't catch a break. When one kid stops crying, the next kid starts crying.
Yeah.
So she just wants some help. Okay. Well, go ahead and talk with these guys. They're going to be able to help you out with everything, okay? You just need to talk with them.
Remember us?
I got Dad's 49 already.
Hey, go ahead.
I'm going to get him at all.
I just know I love those guys and I don't want to hurt them, but they're frustrating the shit out of me.
Right. No, I know.
Real quick, so the
The dad's out of town?
He's on his way. I came and my phone's dead. But he's on his way right now.
From where?
He was going to Carlsbad and he's about an hour and a half away, but he's on his way back. It's probably about Roswell, Vaughn, something like that.
Okay. Do you have any other family in the area?
No. And my local? Phone don't fucking work, of course.
Okay.
What's your mama's name?
My mama's name.
Okay, where's daddy?
Daddy.
Daddy's at work?
And I'll cook.
Okay. You can sit down on the bed.
On the bed.
You got any other brothers? You got any other ones? Hi, little guy. He's cute. He looks like you.
Look at you.
Yeah. This is your little brother.
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, he's adorable.
Baby.
He's a little guy, huh?
Her isolation was another factor fueling her intense urge to commit murder. Listen closely to what she says.
Nobody else close by? Parents? Siblings of yours? His?
My family's in Florida.
What about his?
Well, his brother's in Albuquerque, but he's not even close. It's with him. He's working with him.
What about his parents?
They're dead.
Oh, okay. So just the brother in Albuquerque that he's not close with, and that's it?
That's it,
yeah. Okay. All right.
You're all right. Hey, you're all right. We're here. Have your brother. You don't need to cry, little one. Yeah, he gets grumpy, huh?
He's hungry, man.
He gets hungry and grumpy. You go to school?
I go to school.
You're going to go to school?
I go to
school. Hey, little one. You're all right. We're here. We're here, baby.
Crying?
He's fine. He could cry. He's just a little one.
So I just want to make sure.
All right.
I just want to make sure everything's good with that little kid.
So you have history on her?
I've met her once before, just to look at the kiddo. You know, the four-year-old. I remember the four-year-old being here.
Have you ever met the father?
Nah.
No. He wasn't here for that?
Buyer stayed here with the kiddo while we took her to the hospital, and then I guess the dad came over to take a look at the kid. So I think he was a lot closer than where he was before.
Oh, he was like
out of town. Like nearby. Yeah. Yeah, I'll take a look at the kid.
Did she have any history of?
Oh, I don't know.
Like at the time, nothing mentioned.
Nothing I thought. I mean, I didn't really delve too much into that, but
yeah.
You know,
okay.
Nothing that I thought.
All right, we'll handle it on that end.
Did you eat breakfast already?
I've come here about it.
You gonna have flapjacks?
Have
you guys been here before?
Yeah.
Yeah, we delivered the baby.
When he was born.
Here?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Sounds like a month ago. Yeah. So, I mean, I can go talk to her. It sounds like she doesn't really want to be checked out. She's not voicing any ideas of wanting to hurt herself.
Officers thought it would be best for everyone if the mother was taken to the hospital for further evaluation. But it wasn't going to be of much help.
I already know where you're going with that one.
Nigga.
What's up, little man?
It's
you, what are you doing, playing video games or what? Is your little brother or your sister?
Little brother.
You want to go on the cop car?
Okay.
All right, get your shoes.
Okay.
Not that I see.
I get that, and that's why we're here trying to help you.
Well, why nobody help me get a lighter, and then my neighbors are being nosy. What?
They're in their yard. Just leave them.
They're pointing their big old fat fingers over here.
Let them. Why did it just bug you? They want to do that.
They
do
it every day, and then they feed my chihuahua. Give her.
Why is your chihuahua over there?
She barfs and pukes inside.
Why is your chihuahua even over there?
Cause she goes under the fence.
Oh. If it's going to leave your property, then that's the owner's fault.
Negative contact with anybody.
You're going to put you in cuffs and take you to my car. And then we're taking you to the hospital right now. You're going to listen to me and keep doing this. I know you don't want to go in cuffs. That sucks. And I'm telling you right now to stay over here. They're checking on your kids. Make sure they're okay.
What's up?
All right, so she's going to the hospital no matter what.
Okay.
So she can choose to go with you guys, or if she doesn't.
I briefed him on what was going to happen. If.
So what do you want to do? You want to go in the ambulance or with us?
Whatever's more convenient for you guys. I don't give a Just please give me a lighter.
We can, we'll do whatever is most helpful for you. I can see if I can grab you a lighter. Can you smoke a little something?
Okay, you got your other shoe. Come on, let's get that foot in. Let's get that foot in.
Ready to roll into savings? Visit Dave Gill Chevrolet at 4700 East Broad Street in Columbus, your hometown Chevy experts. Right now, take advantage of tariff-busting deals on some of our most popular models. Experience the bold new 2025 Silverado 1500 with its powerful V8 engine and cutting-edge tech. Or discover the all-electric 2025 Chevy Equinox EV for an eco-friendly commute without compromising style or range. Looking for value? Browse our extensive inventory of certified pre-owned vehicles. From sporty coupes to family-friendly SUVs, each rigorously inspected for your peace of mind. Cruise over to Dave Gill Chevrolet or visit us online today at DaveGillChevy.com and drive home happy.
Yeah.
Little, here's Deppard over here.
Can I fix this for you, buddy? You gotta sit back here, your brother, okay? You're in charge of watching him right now.
Make sure you don't cry. Gotta be a big brother, okay?
That came? All right, buddy. Uh-huh.
She was discharged that day, and everything seemed fine for some time until one day, 911 received a call from the mother again.
Go ahead, ma'am.
He's dead. He's dead.
Who is he?
My baby. He's 4 months. He's 4 weeks old.
Sheriff's office.
Sheriff's office. Claire. Claire. Oh. Oh, God.
Are you kidding me?
Hey, I found him. He's here. He's here. Hey, buddy. Hey, man.
He's okay.
Yeah. Hey, buddy.
The infant was no longer alive, and there were signs of brutality. Her older son was the only other witness to what had happened that day, hiding safely in his bedroom. However, the mother told the officer she didn't know what had happened.
I know you have kids, dude.
Alright.
You need a break real good and step outside.
I'm good.
I got this.
I'm good. Yeah.
Just watch this guy.
Okay. Hey, buddy. Are you cold? No, what's wrong, buddy? Do you need anything to eat? Huh? No? Let's put on some clothes, alright?
So we go for another ride.
Let's get on some pants. It's kind of cold in here, buddy.
Hey, do these fit you?
Here. Try those on.
Just take a deep breath, man.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Can you tell me how to breathe?
Take, inhale 4 seconds, count four. Ready, one, two, three, four. Breathe out.
Get back. Where's your shoes at? You don't know? Okay, let's go outside. Come on. Let's go outside. You're gonna be fine. Here, hold my hand. Is this your animal? You like that animal?
You wanna put your phone in your pocket?
I'm in trouble.
I don't know right now. I'm just gonna place you in the handcuffs real quick.
It looks like he scratched his face. He's all bruised looking. I know I had a call, but I did not do this.
All right, ma'am. Well, we're just going to figure out what's going on, okay? I'm not the ones inside the house right now, so I'm too sure. We're going to walk this way. 525 Central.
I don't understand why I'm being placed in cuffs.
Hey, we're just going to have you sit in here for now, okay? You got anything on you, Rope?
I got, like, lighters and a cigarette and my
lighters,
phone.
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and take those out. All right? I'm going to crouch down.
That's a torch.
That's a torch? Okay. I'll get one out for you.
Oh, I got more. I'm back there. So...
just hold on a sec. So once they figure out what's going on in there, then we'll talk about what happened.
I just woke up and it was like that.
Is there anybody else in the home, or is it just you and him?
My four-year-old son is in there.
Just you and your... son? Okay.
I can't. I'll say it again. I'll say it a million times. I had a long day yesterday. I talked to my mom on the phone for 7 hours because he wouldn't stop crying.
No amount of regret was going to bring her son back to life now.
He slept more than he should have last night. And it was my fault because I thought he was sleeping really good, so I didn't want to mess with him. And I was sleeping hard.
Huh? Oh, she has us. Okay. You want to split it out? All right.
Okay. Let's go in here. Okay. Let's go right here. You don't have to cry, buddy. Let's go right here.
This officer had changed the baby's diaper and looked after him just a few days ago. His death had truly shaken him to his core.
Why? Why? Oh, everything's fine.
Hey. Can I hold your hand?
They're my friends. They're nice people. Okay?
Can I hold your hand?
You can trust me.
Yeah.
It's okay.
We can look at the fire truck if you want. I just don't want you.
Hey. Baby has bruises all over his face.
Son of a bitch, bro.
I just need you guys to take a watch the kid for me.
Is she in the car?
Oh, she's cuffed up. Definitely. Do you want to walk in with me?
Yeah.
So right now we're at, baby has bruises on his face, bleeding out of his eyes. No, we haven't talked to you right now. But definitely, yeah, just because it's a 1 month, yeah, I can clearly tell, but.
Okay, brother?
Yeah, I'm good, sorry.
You good in here?
Yeah.
Good. Do me a favor.
If you need anything, let me know, okay?
Take some pictures of inside out.
Okay.
You're going to step up.
All right.
The police tried to explain the incident to the father, who was equally shocked.
How's it going, Mr. Smith?
It's not. Just talk to me, man. Talk to me, please.
Let's step up.
That's fine. Just talk to me, please, brother.
So,
So our guys were called up here.
Yes.
This morning, okay.
My son was his dad.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. I'm sorry for
the I know.
So we got a call up here. I guess your wife. Is she your wife?
She's my wife.
Okay. I guess your wife called and said that something's wrong with the baby. That they needed law enforcement up here. Law enforcement came up. They found the child in the bassinet. In the bassinet. Okay. So what we need you to do, and that's as much as we know at this point.
Okay? I know. There's not. I know you guys are doing your investigation.
Yeah, we're doing
the
investigation.
I know. I'm not trying to be nothing.
Yeah. No.
I need to know what's going on. I need to know where my other son's at.
So your other son was taken to the hospital.
Is he okay?
To be checked for injuries. He's okay.
Yes, he is.
He's okay. He's okay.
Where's he at?
Okay.
He's with CYFD right now. With Senya.
So
not with Marlinda, with Senya, a different investigator.
So he's not at the hospital no more?
No, he's getting discharged now with her.
Okay. And they'll probably bring him back to here.
Are they going to put a hold on him? Because I'd really like to at least get my son back.
I'm gonna let you know. I did sign a hold.
That's
for right now.
Cool,
it was because you
that
were
makes it harder on me.
No. We're going to cooperate with you. And CYFD will too. They know you've been cooperative.
Right now, I need my family is what I'm saying. So, like, my son would help me out a lot because I'm really, I'm really at shock at everything that's going on.
And they're going to work with you and they're going to help you whatever you need to do.
Ready to roll into savings? Visit Dave Gill Chevrolet at 4700 East Broad Street in Columbus, your hometown Chevy experts. Right now, take advantage of tariff-busting deals on some of our most popular models. Experience the bold new 2025 Silverado 1500 with its powerful V8 engine and cutting-edge tech. Or discover the all-electric 2025 Chevy Equinox EV for an eco-friendly commute without compromising style or range. Looking for value? Browse our extensive inventory of certified pre-owned vehicles. From sporty coupes to family-friendly SUVs, each rigorously inspected for your peace of mind. Cruise over to Dave Gill Chevrolet or visit us online today at DaveGillChevy.com and drive home happy.
Okay. So
can I see him? Or I'm not going to be able to see him for 2 days either.
Let me get you a contact.
Because he's going through a lot too, ma'am.
Well, no. So Saint Daniel, right?
Yeah. Just it doesn't matter.
So on the 48th, one of the boxes checked is when there's not a parent available. Because you were out of town and she was with us, that's why I signed it. It's not. That's all it is right now. We can always work those things out. I will get you in contact with Senya from CYB immediately. I told her you were out of town. She knows you're on her way. So I will call her and let her know you're in town now.
He needs me as much as I need him.
And we'll get you in contact.
So that's the thing is, if they release him from the hospital, we have to have somebody to release him too.
I got you guys. I'm not pissed off, bro. I mean, none of this. You guys are doing your job. I'm not pissed, bro.
So,
I'm just like, I'm frustrated. I have a lot of emotions going through me right now. So it's.
So here's. I need to ask you a few things. Okay. One, is she having issues?
She's having her issues, but nothing like with the kids like that, dude.
What's going on?
She has the. David just diagnosed her with postpartum last week. And I don't know what happened with the baby. I think he got suffocated with the blanket, it sounds like to me. You know what I'm saying? And I'm fucking, like, you know, I don't know. I don't want to put the blame on myself. I shouldn't have went back to work right away. You know what I mean? And I know my brother told me it's not even like that. But, you know, for me as a father and a head of household, bro, I'm supposed to take care of everything. And I feel
fucked up. I'm a provider. You know, you got to do what you got to do.
Can you go take your hands down a little bit?
What we always ask for is two collaterals. If you have two people that we can call when we're talking about the allegation, or would you say we're CYFD?
Yes.
Excuse me?
Do you have two collaterals that we can call when we're talking about the allegation?
What?
Okay,
No.
They go? We're running to the street.
Whoa. Stay out in here, buds. Come over here.
Hey.
Come over here, bud. You can't be doing that.
Get over here.
You don't do that. There's all these cars. They're not going to see you.
But
he has a bruise because I just hit him with it. Just so you know. Is that a question? And can I contact you at that one?
Yes. Is that yours too?
That's my personal. But we can contact.
I want her to ask you after.
But if you need something, you can call me about it to you.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Of course, I'm coming out with you guys. I have the formula and some papers of yours.
Sun in the face.
Sun in the face. It's bright, buds. I know. You gotta go with your dad, Wyatt. He's gonna get you lunch. Don't do that, buddy.
Wyatt, stop that, baby.
You want me to roll your window down?
The mother was charged with first-degree murder. YouTube thinks you'll love the video on screen. Click to watch now.